Hello.
My name is Marcela. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. And it's only going to be about 15 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
Well, I'm kind of in the bed, but I'll try it. Go ahead. You can do it.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is the year that you were born in?
64.
64, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origins?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. Okay, and what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate.
Sorry?
Yes, an associate, a college associate of applied science.
Would you like me to mark it as associate degree?
Yes.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
I'll give it 8.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat.
Satisfied or dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And now please rate your feelings toward some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very favorable towards them and 0 means that you are unfavorable, 5 means that you don't feel anything in particular about them, or if you've never heard of the person, you can let me know that as well. So,
okay.
The first person is Joe Biden.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied?
Yes.
Okay, from 0 to 10, that would be?
It'll be an 8.
Okay,
what about
Donald Trump?
I'd rather keep it as a 5.
Okay, that's great. And what about the Democratic Party?
Let me make that a 7 right now.
Okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Put that as a 5.
Thank you. And what about the Senator Raphael Warnock?
Same.
5?
Yes.
Okay. What about the Republican Party?
Just put it as a 5, too, because I don't have too much feeling in it. Okay.
Okay. And the last one for this list is Kamala Harris.
I give her a 6.
Okay. Thank you. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party.
I'll do Biden.
Okay.
I would do Biden.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidates or the Republican candidates?
Democrat.
Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither of them is perfect? So I'm going to read you statement A and B, and you tell me which one you think is better. Statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And statement B says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
B.
B? And is it somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And now it's the same. Basically, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? I'm going to read three of them. The first one says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one is, our government and political system do not work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And the last one says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I would choose A.
A? Okay, thank you. And now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The first one is the future of the country.
I feel positive.
The next one is the future of the planet.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yes,
I'm going to feel a little negative about that.
Okay, that's okay. And what about your own future?
I feel pretty positive about my future.
That's great. Okay, thank you. And do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general elections, or will it be about the same?
It's about the same.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers, or you can select none of the above. Okay, so the list is, the first one is, I don't know enough about the candidates. The next one is, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't have time to vote. Or it is too difficult for me to vote.
Oh, you got some tough questions there.
Yeah.
What was the A again? What was the A?
I don't know enough about the candidates.
I wouldn't say I know. I know plenty about the candidates.
Yeah.
That is a very tough question there.
You can leave it at none of the above.
Well, I'm going to put none as above right now.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? The options are racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, Democrats, all politicians, or none of the above?
I'm going to put none above.
Okay, thank you. And below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not concerned at all, and 10 means that you are very concerned. So I'm going to read each statement, and you let me know what you think. The first one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
I'm concerned about this. I'll put a 9 on that one.
Okay. The next one says, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
I'm not too concerned about that.
So what would it be from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. The next one says, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters and any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
I am very concerned about this. I'm going to give that a 10.
Okay, thank you. The next one is having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote.
I'll get out of 0.
Okay. The next one is reconstructing the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
I'm very concerned about that. I'm going to put a 10 on that one.
Okay. Next we have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things that they did while acting in an official campaign as president, even if those things were illegal.
I'm going to do a 9 on that one right now.
Okay. Next is arresting and jailing individuals who had out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Okay, repeat that question again, because it kind of faded out a little bit.
Oh, okay. It's arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
That is, I'm concerned about that. That'll be a 10.
Okay. Next, we have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
10.
And the last one is increasing political violence in response to American elections.
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Is it a big problem, a somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
It's somewhat of a, it's a small problem in my area.
Okay, thank you. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
No, thank you. And below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statements. 0 means that you are not at all concerned, and 10 means that you are extremely concerned. So it's 4 small statements, and the first one says, instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
I'm very concerned about that, so. So what was the rating again?
It's from 0 to 10, means that you are 0, yes?
I'm about 10.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation.
10.
The next one says, but MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves?
I'll put that as a 7 right now.
Okay, and the last one says, MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
I'm going to make that a 7 as well.
Okay, thank you. And now we're almost done. So here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about the most? So I'm going to read you the list again. You let me know if it's one that you care about or if it's two. So
okay.
The actions are voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress, talking to friends and family about politics, donating to political campaigns or organizations, attending city council meetings, boycotting a company, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, posting on social media, engaging in civil disobedience, volunteering for a local organization in my community, or voting in state or local elections such as governor or mayor.
Yeah. Kind of call, you do, you should be a reporter.
Why?
Because you ask some tough questions. You should be a mediator. Cause
yeah, they're hard. There's a lot of options.
Yeah, there is. So what was the first one? I'm going to try to focus in on because, it's been a kind of challenging day, and okay. What was the first one then?
It's voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress.
Yeah, that I do. But yeah, I would say that is very important to me.
And is there any other one, or is that the only one?
And what was the second, what was about the federal building?
The federal building, I don't find it anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's, The second one's talking to friends and family about politics, donating to political campaigns or organizations, attending city council meetings, boycotting a company, engaging in direct action like attending cities or occupying buildings. That one?
Yeah. Well, I would just stick with the president part. The rest of it, I'm not too into that much.
Okay.
Especially the city council. Yeah.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? You have to rate it from 0 to 10 as well.
Okay. 10.
10? Okay.
10.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And one last time, if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The options are still Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate. That's okay. Thank you. And which of the following are you more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's constant lying and misrepresentation?
B.
Okay. Thank you. And if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Harris.
And would you lean for her or vote for her?
I would vote for.
Okay.
Hey, we need a woman president.
It could help.
Okay. Yeah, everybody else is doing it, so why don't we just join the crowd?
Yeah. And next we have, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Oh. I will skip on that one right now because, to be honest with you, I'm kind of middle of the road because the way I see it is that if a person is making sense, I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican, if they're making sense about the issue, I'm all for it. So,
is moderate okay?
Is it possible? Yeah, moderate. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan of that. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent it, live it, or live with a family member or friends?
I'm renting right now.
Okay. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
Yeah. United States.
Okay. And were your parents born in the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to do it that time.
Okay.
My job.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? The options are full-time, part-time, temporarily
full.
Laid off. Full? Okay. Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you like me to read some options?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
No, it's less than 24,000, 25,000 to 34,000, 35 to 44, 45 to
35 to 44.
Okay, thank you. And then that would be it for the survey today. And thank you so much for participating and have a great night.
You too. And consider being a reporter.
I'll think about it. I'm going to consider it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Have a great
you asked me those. You asked me some tough questions again. So then I thought, oh, I remember you.
Yeah.
Well, I do news report on the side anyway. So I have a website that I'll be working on. So yeah, I'll run across you. You might be able to contribute one of these days. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna remember you then.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
same.
You.
Have a great night. Thank
all
you.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.